The Climate of Truth by Mike Berners-Lee. The one-sentence summary. In order to address the polycrisis of climate, food security, biodiversity, pollution and inequality, we need to stand further back to gain perspective, dig deeper to see the root causes, and join up every element of the challenge. What the book says. The book maps out the challenge ahead and explains that we need to gain agency at the global system level. Energy efficiency is often cited as a form of progress, but because of the Jevons paradox, it actually makes it worse. This is named after William Stanley Jevons, who in the 19th century noticed that as coal efficiency improved, it led to rising, not falling, demand and use. This is also called the rebound effect. It is one of the most critically important and underappreciated concepts for all climate strategists and politicians to understand. Only when the inputs are constrained do efficiency improvements stand to make quality of life and the environment better rather than worse. But the oil companies resist this, which is why we need a high enough and increasingly universal carbon price. Failure to understand this is also a fatal flaw in the international community's assessment of its carbon-cutting plans. It doesn't work to add up the nationally determined contributions, or NDCs, of each country, as though their carbon trajectories are independent. They are not, because in the total system demand and supply move on the path of least resistance to maximum extraction and coal reliance. The polycrisis has three layers. The outer layer contains the elements that are easiest to see and will be the direct cause of problems if they can't be sorted out. They include climate, energy, population, food, biodiversity, pollution and disease. Positive feedback loops and tipping points are particularly concerning here because once set in train they can't be reversed. They even reinforce each other as cascading tipping points. The fossil fuel companies would have us believe that we have ever-rising energy needs, but we don't. We have falling energy needs, but rising energy consumption desires. The gap is needless energy consumption, and there are many examples, including SUVs, rising air travel, billionaires indulging in space hobbies, and the pointless purchasing of material goods that don't add quality to our lives. The food system is fraught with problems. There is massive surplus production, and the average human consumes nearly twice the protein they require to be healthy. There is enough nutrition to go round, but the market economy doesn't make it available or affordable to millions. To address this outer layer of issues, we need to reduce total energy demand, put a rapidly increasing price on carbon, increase renewable energy supply, store and transport it properly, reduce meat and dairy consumption and production, and much more.